From beach towels to tea towels, and from mugs to water bottles, the TNT Shop has it all. Browse our shop now at tntradio.live. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Salutations. Howdy. It's Chris Salcedo's show. Glad you have tuned in today, folks. Back from vacation. I want to talk more about that in a second. But first off, I want to welcome everybody back in. Our folks, our friends over at TNT Radio have rejoined us. Folks on the Getter and Rebel Chats are here. And, of course, everybody in Heavenly Houston, fans of the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV, back in the saddle here. And it is warm. I left the state. Left the state for the elevations of Colorado, where it was still summer there. I mean, and it got in the 80s, but I came back to triple digit plus in the state of Texas. And I was, and probably going to more going to unfold on this during the week, but I was taken aback by, oh, gee, it got hot. And all of a sudden we don't have enough power in the state of Texas. So we're asking to being asked to voluntarily conserve, which, wait a minute, shouldn't you have taken care of that? Since Snowmageddon, shouldn't that have been taken care of already? No. Like so many things in this state, moneyed interests are standing in the way of, you know, human life. 250 people dying in Snowmageddon apparently wasn't enough to get the legislature to get off its duff. I shouldn't say the legislature. I should say the House, the Texas House. By the way, those of you on watching on Getter and Rumble Chats, take a gander. I mean, it's going to be gone today by the time we hit Newsmax. You know, I grow out the beard every single time I go on vacation. Just don't like shaving. And look at the gray. Well, yeah, it happens when we get older. Look at the gray. It happens. So Russell also went on vacation, buddy. Where did you go? Did you go to Pennsylvania or did you stay?
We went up in the hill country.
Oh, great. It was probably really, really hot there, too, though, yeah?
During the day, it was. In the evenings, it clouded up. We had a couple of rains, so it was nice in the evenings.
Did you do anything of note? Or
no, I just fished, played golf, just hung out with the boys.
I am glad you said fished, because I had an experience, and maybe you know something, because I know you're a fisherman as well. This is the first time I've experienced this up in Colorado, and maybe you don't know about, maybe it's universal with these hatcheries and what they do, but I cast a line in, and it turns out the reservoir that I was fishing at, they had just stocked. And so all of a sudden, about 2 hours in, I start reeling in all these pan fryers, trout, pan fryer trout. And they're really, really tiny. But these things have been conditioned to eat power bait their entire life, so they're swallowing my hooks whole, so I can't save them, right? So when I try to dehook them, it just gets into their little bodies, and it's like if you release them, they're gonna die. And I'm wondering why are they releasing fish that are so tiny into a reservoir? I understand that, you know, you've got to replenish the supply, and I'm all in favor of that. But these things should have been allowed to grow a little bit bigger, in my opinion, until they released them. But they didn't, man. They were on my hook. I know it sounds like I'm complaining that I couldn't cast in without reeling something in. It was terrible. And they were all small. And, of course, as you know, as dad, you've got to clean it all, right? So I'm reeling in. The daughters are reeling in. Everybody's like, oh, no. And they're all little pan fryers except for my father-in-law. My father-in-law pulls in this. Well, first off, he got a big old catfish at a different lake, 5-pounder. And he did this. And I don't know if you've ever done this. Because I know you do a lot of sea fishing. But you age chicken, basically you spoil it inside the refrigerator, let it spoil, and then it gets all, you know, stinky, and then you use it as bait for the catfish, the bottom feeders, you know, the Democrats of the the bottom feeders. Anyhow, so he reels in the 5-pound catfish. And then on this other trip that I was making mention to you about the stocking, he reels in something that's a fish I've never seen before. Turns out it's a hybrid between a brook trout and a brown trout. It's called a tiger trout, and they're born sterile. So anyway, I didn't know if you had any insight into the stocking and all that kind of stuff.
No, not really.
No? Okay. Well, that was pretty much our fishing tales. My father-in-law just cleaned my clock as far as the big fish was concerned. Telephone number, folks, is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Folks, we've got a lot to talk about. The Democrats' corruption. When I was away on vacation, the Democrats' corruption became abundantly apparent. And it's getting harder to where not even the biased press can ignore it. That Joe Biden and his political party and all of his voters are traitors to this country. And I know that sounds a little bit harsh, but to lump all of the Democrats' voters. But I would not say that if it were anybody but Joe Biden. Because Democrats have told us about Joe Biden for 50 plus years. They have told us who he is. They've told us he's incompetent. He's a boob. He's lied and he's cheated. They were the ones who knocked him out of their primaries the last three times the guy ran for president. It was the Democrats who did that. They were the ones saying, this guy can't be trusted. They were the ones telling the country that. Then all of a sudden, their hatred of President Trump, irrational and completely unjustifiable hatred of President Trump, took over, and then they said, wow, we love Joe Biden. We're going to ignore everything that we knew about him, his corruption, the fact that he got the name Quid Pro Joe, not from Republicans. He got the name Quid Pro Joe from Democrats. Everybody knew this guy was on the take, on his own side, and his voters did too. They all knew he was a cheat. They all knew he was crooked. They all knew that family was just no good. And they voted to impose him on this country anyway. So that's why I think Joe Biden is a figure that is one of those that you can tattoo to the Biden supporters. This guy is a known quantity. He's been in political office forever. I got to be honest with you. You know, Donald Trump, he goes for the highest position there is in American politics, and he gets it the first time out. And going in, I had no idea what kind of president he was going to be. But I knew he couldn't be worse than Hillary Clinton. And I knew what type of person Hillary Clinton is. And I knew where she came from. And I know what she's been up to for the last 30, 40 years in this country. So to me, anybody but that. And then, of course, it was a no-brainer once Trump had a track record of actually fulfilling promises. So what we discovered over the weekend, and this is James Rosen of Newsmax asking a question of the esteemed Admiral Kirby, how this guy ever wore a uniform credibly is beyond me. But here's Admiral Kirby refusing to answer because he's a White House spokesperson. They refuse to answer about these troubling allegations, which are now myriad. Tons, avalanche of evidence, way more evidence than this flimsy, weak tea they're serving up to indict Trump. But here's Admiral Kirby in a back and forth with James Rosen. This is one example of what we learned over the weekend from a whistleblower who has seen these investigations, the investigations that the crooked regime are trying to keep quiet.
The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday released documents, their authenticity nowhere challenged. That included a July 2017 WhatsApp message sent by Hunter Biden to Henry Zhao, a Chinese Communist Party official, which stated in its entirety, and I quote, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father," unquote.
Okay, there was the damning evidence from the Hunter Biden laptop that all of those discredited intelligence officials claimed was Russian disinformation, but it was 100% true about Biden corruption. Isn't that funny? Joe Biden's corruption, Democrat corruption, is Russian disinformation. It's very convenient for the press. Russian disinformation is when Democrats get caught. That's how we know it's Russian disinformation.
So just a couple of questions about this. First, does this not undermine the president's claim during the 2020 campaign and the reaffirmations of that claim by his two press secretaries since then, that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with him?
Now, that is the most innocuous, the least impactful question, because I know, James, he started with, you know, first off, this claim that overseas business dealings, I mean, we actually have Joe Biden in his own voice caught on tape discussing the New York Times piece about his overseas business dealings. So we already knew that was a lie, but this is just reaffirming that lie. What's of bigger import, which if James Rosen had the chance to follow up and ask that question, of bigger import is, hey, and about this selling out America for a payday from foreign enemies.
No, and I'm not going to comment further on this.
We're going to...
James, let me save you some breath. If you're going to ask about this, I am not addressing... I know you do. More than I'd like you to have.
Wow.
I am not going to address this issue from this podium. I'm just not going to do it.
Wow.
All right. Not going to do it.
Where was the president?
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Wow. Thanks, guys. I'm not going to address this from this podium. When Democrats get caught in illegality, we're just not going to talk about it. And CNN and ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBS, they will all make sure we don't talk about it. Because according to the voters of the Democrat Party, according to the Democrat Party itself, and according to its leader, Beijing Biden, whenever they get caught breaking the law and selling out this country, this is what you deserve as Americans. So don't question. We're dictatorial in the way we run things. We don't have to answer your stupid little questions. We are Democrats. Now, folks, there are a lot of people listening to this program who are of the left, who believe that's the way government ought to be. Never challenging dear leader, never challenging dictators, because they know what's best. They're going to take care of them from cradle to grave, they believe. Well, they'll take care of you, all right. But then there are the rest of us who believe in liberty and freedom, which is not our political enemies. So how does all this grab you? Congressman Chip Roy is going to be joining us in the first hour, actually. He's heading down to another set of illegality sponsored by the Democrat Party. That would be the U.S.-Mexico border right here in Texas. Governor Ron DeSantis is in Texas today on the Rio Grande. That information coming your way. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas and TNT Radio. I'll be right back.
Mark Morano on TNT Radio.
John Kerry, the climate envoy of the Biden administration, announced that he was going to go after agriculture. That agriculture, which has been going on for thousands of years, has now suddenly become untenable in a climate emergency. That the entire agricultural industry had to face new climate compliance rules, had to be redone from top to bottom. They have to go after methane, you have to go after nitrogen. But the idea that modern agriculture, which has fed the world through high-yield agriculture and our meat eating with livestock raising and production and slaughtering, is no longer tenable in a climate emergency. So we now know that's in the sights. So given that, hey, a few weeks after John Kerry makes this announcement, the United States Department of Agriculture under the Biden administration has granted approval to what they're calling cultivated meat. Oh, it's just cultivated. For the first time ever in the United States. That's what this isn't just like, oh, you've talked about this. No. This has now been officially approved. The same way insect powder was officially approved just a few months ago in the EU.
The Mark Morano Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Have you ever felt like time was moving too fast? Do you need a break from the hustle and bustle of your daily routine? Then come and experience Samsam Yao Noi, where time slows down and magic comes to life. On the stunning Yao Noi Island in southern Thailand, our private villas and public spaces are quiet, spacious, and very inspirational. Inside and outside magic spaces, you'll find exceptional facilities and a full contemporary art collection to inspire your senses. Our dedicated Samsam family is here to provide bespoke services to make your stay unforgettable. Let nature and our SamSam family team take over, and you'll get the utmost recalibration of your mental balance. Discover the enchantment that awaits you at SamSam Yanoi. Book your stay today at SamSam Yanoi and experience our magic places. Magic spaces for yourself.
Book your stay in Thailand now and visit samsam-spaces.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, folks, welcome back. Lots happened while I was away, so I'm going to give the short versions today and then kind of unpack in detail throughout the rest of the week. I've got some headlines that I'll get to here in a minute, but I think it bears pointing out how angry I am at 20 Republicans in the House of Representatives. Adam Schiff, as you know, was up for censure and a fine because he wandered around this country claiming he had evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. He'd seen it with his own eyes, and he was going to reveal it. Then John Durham came out and said there was no evidence, that the entire investigation was falsely predicated and should never have been launched. So basically proving that Pencil Neck had that was the name that was so aptly given to him by the great Rush Limbaugh. That Pencil Neck had been lying to the country, abusing his position as chairman of the Intelligence Committee for years about President Trump, to undermine President Trump and advance his own stupid politics. Now, as far as Shifty Schiff is concerned, let me just say that he is the biggest, most anti-American freak on the planet, because there were times, and this is why I have no hope for the Democrat Party. That's why if you're still voting Democrat, you're voting treason. You're voting traitor. Because before Barack Hussein Obama, the Democrat Party was agreed with the Republican Party. Look, there are things that just should not be done. We should not allow politics, our normal everyday politics, into defense, into national security, into areas that are of import of the existence of the country. Adam Schiff was one of the architects of taking down those barriers, and he used his authority, his knowledge, and his position for political gain, which heretofore had been unacceptable by any American, Democrat or Republican. But the new Democrat Party, the socialist Marxist Democrat Party, run out of Beijing, not out of Washington, they have a different mindset. That's why I think you're all foolish, the majority of Houston. You're all foolish for voting for these people. You're voting for an enemy. So the Republicans, instead of punishing Adam Schiff, and by the way, $16 million fine would have been a punishing fine to disincentivize any Democrat from ever going down this road again. Don't you ever politicize the nation's defense and national security ever again. Don't do it ever again, or else you're going to get the Adam Schiff treatment. You're going to be held accountable. The Republicans said, no, I don't want to do that. We don't want to hold Adam Schiff accountable. 20 of them wouldn't hold him accountable. So they removed the fine language, and then they passed a censure resolution. So whatever. I mean, that's why the Republican Party isn't worth anything either. That's why both political parties, who have been telling us for years, bipartisanship is what we need to do. Bipartisan. Bipartisan indicates there are two parties. And I see no evidence of that. Do you? One of my favorite impersonators of President Trump is Sean Farage. And he happened to make some commentary in a prank phone call to Adam Schiff's office. He made the phone call. And I want you guys to listen to the detail of which he makes the phone call, because he never identifies himself as President Trump. So just listen to this, okay?
Well, we're going to prank call Shifty Schiff, because he was censored by the House of Representatives. We're going to prank call him. Here we go.
Hello, this is Congressman Adam Schiff. Thank you for calling my Washington, D.C. office. My staff are busy and unavailable to answer your call at the moment.
Oh, yes, so busy. We're so busy undermining the United States of America.
If you are calling regarding official congressional business or need staff assistance, please email schiff.message@mail.
Yes, all you members of China, if you need assistance.
Leave a message for our office, press 3.
To leave a message for Congressman Schiff, please record your name, zip code, and a message at the tone.
Well, this message is for the Honorable Adam Schiff. They call you the Honorable Adam Schiff. And I just have to say, Shifty, you were censored by the House of Representatives because Russia was a hoax. It was a complete and total hoax.
Uh-huh.
You knew it was a hoax the entire time. So I'm wondering when you're going to apologize, because you're called Honorable, okay? You're supposed to apologize. Honorable means you're not supposed to be so dishonest. Uh-huh. You know, you were so dishonest. Yep. You lied during impeachment hoax number one.
Yep.
So I want to know when you're going to apologize for being dishonest, because you got censured. You know that? You got censured. You're not supposed to get censured. Not a good thing. And it happened to you because you lied about the hoax. So I want you to apologize to the American people. And maybe in 2024, when you have a new president, maybe there'll be a pardon. Maybe there'll be something where we don't even have to talk about it. But until then, you should apologize for what you did, because you've been censured and there's no coming back from that. Thank you, Shifty Schiff, pencil neck, bug eyes, watermelon head. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Now, I had heard pencil neck, and of course, bug eyes goes without saying. I never heard Watermelon Head. What is the name of that character on Family Guy? It's the baby, Stewie. Whenever I hear Watermelon Head, I always think about Stewie on Family Guy. But anyway, so there's a Farage, the Trump impersonator, doing Trump. And boy, does he sound exactly like President Trump? There's some headlines, too, before we get to the congressman. You know what? Let's see. What time is it? Do I have? Let's see. He's going to be calling in around there. Okay. Let me just get the headlines out. Now, I'll unpack this after we talk to the congressman. Andy Ngo reports no prison time for a pedophile in Portland, an Antifa member. Antifa, as you know, is stocked full of all kinds of fascist freaks. Antifa goes out and beats people up, which, by the way, there's more on this. Beats people up for a living, or worse. So here's Andy Ngo, who is a gay man, who has been beaten up by these anti-fascists because they're just full of rage and hate. Andy Ngo, pedophile in Portland, known pedophile, will get no jail time after he pleaded guilty to stabbing a black conservative in a 2020 riot. Now let that all sink in just for a minute. Here's what are we told by the biased press? Oh, left-wingers are so kind and so tolerant and so loving. Yet everything they do is the antithesis of that. So not only do you have here a pedophile who goes after children and harms children, known pedophile, he stabs a black person in the back, a racist. He's a racist, and he's a white Antifa member, but because he's a lefty, because he's a militant, violent lefty, he gets off with no jail time after stabbing a black guy. Because it's a two-tier justice system that we're all experiencing. All right, Congressman Chip Roy, I got more headlines on top of that, but that shows you the caliber of those who vote Democrat. They vote for pedophiles storming through the streets of our country, stabbing black people, oh yes, and letting them off once they're caught, and plead guilty. That's your Democrat Party and their voters today. Sad. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Congressman Chip Roy, he's heading down to Joe Biden's oldest set of crises, the border. Be right back on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio News.
I have some exciting news.
Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines. Washington claims cracks are beginning to emerge in Russian President Vladimir Putin's leadership. It comes as Serbia's president accuses foreign powers of having a hand in the weekend's armed rebellion attempt. Israel has taken aim at Ukraine after Kyiv accused Tel Aviv of siding with Russia. And the price of Bitcoin has surged to its highest level in 12 months.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Controversy has dogged Black Lives Matter finances, Patrice Cullors, and other board members. Fiscal 2020 tax filings of the Black Lives Matter Foundation's finances show that expenses of $2,167,894 went to the Bowers Consulting Firm, which is owned by current board member Shalamaya Bowers. Los Angeles-based Trap Heels LLC, owned by Damon Turner, received $969,459 for live production, design, and media. Turner, a rapper and artist, is the father of Cullors' son. The BLM Foundation also paid $840,993 to Cullors Protection LLC, a company owned by Patrice Cullors' brother, Paul, and established in July 2020. In an interview to MSNBC to clear her name, Cullors said that BLM was unprepared for the rush of donations and complained that her mistakes were being weaponized against her. According to the tax filings, the Black Lives Matter Foundation still has more than $50 million in donations, and $32 million of that was invested in the stock market.
You have the right to know. The right to know about culture. The right to know about the economy. The right to know about technology and to know about sports. You have the right to know about education and politics and the weather. You have the right to know what's happening abroad and in your backyard. But above all else, you have the right to know that this right is under attack, and we must work to protect it. Because in order to be free, we must be informed. Understand the threats. ProtectPressFreedom.org.
TNT Radio's State of the Nation.
Decisive actions on AI coming in the next few weeks, the White House says. President Biden delivering a speech on AI in California just yesterday. Say they're going to take decisive actions. White House Chief of Staff is overseeing process, blah, blah, blah. You know what's interesting about this one, though, Lynn? Not a single mention, hardly, about Kamala Harris until the very last paragraph. It's like they try to give the reader this whole, like, oh, the administration's looking into the thing here, the AI issue finally, and then at the very bottom, White House tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to act as its AI czar earlier this year, reporting in a bid to help refurbish her image. However, guidance for both her and Biden's schedule released on Monday evening suggests she will not be on hand for these meetings or speeches. So it just goes to show there's like giving ceremonial titles out, AI czar, to someone like her that has no idea what is going on. Probably can't even spell AI, even though it's only two letters.
State of the Nation on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, everybody. The Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I want to get some of your calls in after we have a conversation with our guest, Congressman Chip Roy. He's the effective conservative who represents the 21st Congressional District in the great state of Texas, serves on the House Judiciary Rules and Budget Committees, and is the policy chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman, welcome back.
How you doing, Chris?
Doing great, sir. You're heading down to the border today, as is Governor Ron DeSantis. Tell us why you're heading down there today.
Well, I try to get down to the border as often as I can, and I wanted to be able to join with the people that I've been getting to know and talk to over the last, you know, 5-6 years. The ranchers in particular, the moms and families that have been decimated from fentanyl pouring into our communities, the sheriffs throughout South Texas, all the people being impacted, all the Texans being impacted. And so I'm going to visit with a lot of those folks. I text with them and talk to them and get updates from them all the time. And so it'll be nice to do that again down in Eagle Pass, get an update from DPS and from some of our friends in Border Patrol and otherwise about what's happening, and then hook up with Governor DeSantis. He's been so helpful sending the National Guard, sending some others of their law enforcement, obviously shipping some folks to Sacramento and to Martha's Vineyard. They just passed great legislation in Florida in terms of E-Verify, in terms of increased penalties for human trafficking, otherwise clamping down as best as they can in Florida.
Yeah, and you know what? I really wish Texas would quit dawdling and quit electing these Republicans in name only to run the Texas House. There should be no reason why E-Verify isn't part of Texas law either, to be honest with you. But Congress, and actually this takes me right where I wanted to go, Congressman, because, and I'm going somewhere with this, like the House GOP saved Adam Schiff, John Cornyn voted to fully fund illegal immigration by prohibiting any money be used for enforcement. All the money that's going down to the border now is only used for processing illegal aliens, which were up to, 6 million illegal aliens streaming into the country since Beijing Biden took over. Should any Texas lawmaker who claims to love the state of Texas be voting for legislation that directly harms Texas the way that $1.7 trillion omnibus did?
Well, there's no question, and I've been very public about my frustration with the omnibus spending bill in December, which took it out of the hands of the House of Representatives, spent $1.7 trillion, had restrictions on our ability to secure the border, blew the lid off of funding for all these massive agencies. That's why we had the debt ceiling fight. It was actually central to how we had the speaker's fight. We did a lot of great things this spring in the Republican-led House while we were all working together towards the end, towards the agreement we had reached to include more of the representation of the body. Unfortunately, the debt ceiling deal was another swamp deal, $4 trillion in debt for very little changes, basically a two-year freeze in spending. So we're having ongoing fights and debates right now within the Republican Party about what we do in the appropriations fight. I'm not all that interested in providing more funding for a federal government that's at war with the American people, refusing to secure the border, empowering an FBI that's going after Americans and trying to label them domestic terrorists as weaponized against them. So I'm going to keep fighting that. I'm 1/435th of one half of one third of that beast, but we're going to have to keep working hard. Look, there are signs of hope. You pointed out the Schiff thing. The only reason we had a vote on the floor of the House on Schiff was because Freedom Caucus members forced a vote. The first one went down. The second one passed. Obviously, there was a change, but we were able to at least censure Adam Schiff. Now, I know people say, well, what good is that? Well, not as far as I want to go in terms of changing the place, but at least we got a vote and we got him censured, and now we'll keep plowing ahead, the few of us up there who are trying to, make the swamp respond to the American people.
Amen to that. And you know as well as I do that as these Democrats continue to weaponize government against our people, weaponize government against the Republican Party, and they suffer no consequences for it, that means they're going to continue to do it. Adam Schiff will continue to weaponize our nation's intelligence against this country, and because he just got a slap on the wrist. By the way, you took me right where I want to go again. This is Chip Roy, folks. He is the effective conservative who represents the 21st Congressional District here in Texas. He's down at the border. I have heard a lot of folks floating the idea of the betrayal, the Democrat Party and Joe Biden's betrayal of this nation on the border, the lawlessness of the border, as a predicate for impeachment. Where are you on that?
Well, this last week, I led the rule debate on the floor of the House, which Lauren Boebert, my colleague from Colorado, introduced an article of impeachment for Joe Biden based on the lawlessness at the border and his culpability, along with Alejandro Mayorkas, in terms of their failure to enforce the laws of the United States and the resulting lawlessness and endangerment of the American people. We had a strong debate about it. It's been now referred to the Homeland Security Committee, which is an additional step beyond the normal reference to the Judiciary Committee so that we can get more insight in that. Now, obviously, in the last week, we've had the IRS whistleblowers come forward about how the it's seeming abuse of power that we're seeing within the Department of Justice and all of the issues involving Hunter Biden, which are obviously separate from the border, there's no shortage of things to be focused on. But within the consequence of the border, we are looking at both Mayorkas and Biden for their failure to uphold the laws of the United States. We should. More importantly, using the power of the purse to try to force change in Washington. I'm going to keep trying to do it. Unfortunately, we have too many Republicans who are willing to, at the last minute, cut a deal and back down.
Yep.
At some point, I'm unwilling to do that. At some point, we got to start being very clear. Why should I vote for any funding of government while my state, the people that I represent, are being attacked, assaulted, put in danger, empowering cartels, and a narco-terror state in Mexico? We got to change it, and it's incumbent upon Republicans in Congress to do that.
Amen to that. And by the way, may I add again, the aforementioned John Cornyn, our state's being sold out by our very own senator, which is beyond the pale for me. Folks, we're talking to Chip Roy. And, sir, you mentioned the fact that a resolution for impeachment did go to the Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees. But here's what D.C. Drano on Twitter, this is his evaluation, which is the only one I can find, and I wanted to run it by you to see if he's onto something here. Here's what most won't say, he says in his tweet. This is a stalling technique. GOP leadership doesn't want to actually impeach Joe Biden, and that's a problem. Is he right? Is this a stalling tactic by so-called leadership in the GOP?
So I'm going to answer it this way. There are some members of the Republican conference who, if I'm being generous, I would say they have strong reservations about high crimes and misdemeanors and whether they apply in this case, right? They get wrapped around the axle about terms like maladministration and so forth. I think it is patently obvious, but although there are some conservative lawyers who would say, well, this is not a high crime and misdemeanor, I believe it is a blatant and violent, breaking of the public trust, right? A violation of the public trust. You're supposed to carry out your duty. You're supposed to secure the homeland. You've been ignoring the laws, endangering Americans. You have a duty to enforce the laws. We have a Secure Fence Act, which requires having operational control. Alejandro Mayorkas lied to me when he said they have operational control under oath in the House Judiciary Committee. These are real consequences. I believe these are impeachable offenses. There is some debate about that among my Republican colleagues. And what I would say to answer your question very bluntly, Republicans have got to recognize that the other side are at war with us in terms of maintaining our country.
Yep.
And we've got to recognize that and stop basically, chasing our tails and saying, well, we're going to be better than that. It's like, no, we know exactly what they're doing. We know what impeachment is for. And impeachment is precisely for the balance of power for the Congress to stop an out of control, reckless, tyrannical presidency and administration. They're endangering us. So that's my position. I say it respectfully to some of my colleagues who have disagreements on it, and I think leadership needs to call the question. And if Republicans want to go home to their voters and explain why they don't believe we should be impeaching at least Mayorkas as step one, then you go explain that to your voters.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And you know what? There is another impeachment effort with the in light of the FD 1023s that have come out about the allegations of Joe Biden's corruption and the latest revelation from Hunter Biden over the weekend, which I want to get into with you as well, Congressman Chip Roy. But I will say this about all of there's an avalanche of coverage of the man who sits in the Oval Office that is being ignored by the biased press in favor of this weak tea that has been nothing but weak tea, these allegations thrown at President Trump. Hunter Biden, Congressman, wrote off payments to prostitutes as part of this investigation through his tax, these tax investigations. Yet and he gets nothing, by the way, for that. He actually wrote off the cost of prostitutes. Yet we get 87,000 armed IRS agents unleashed on us as the people of the United States. That doesn't seem at all fair, does it?
I mean, Chris, you don't write off prostitutes on your taxes?
No. I don't frequent prostitutes. B, don't think I would even get away with it, nor would I even try. I mean, but this is exactly the level of corruption that Democrats and their voters accept. They love it, in fact.
Well, I mean, what I think is really important, that's the most salacious part and the obvious part that's problematic. I think also, cutting a deal for a weapons charge, which would put virtually every other human being in this country looking at actual significant long time behind bars because he was a user in possession. I used to prosecute those cases, Chris, right up just a little bit north up in McKinney, Plano, Sherman, north of Dallas. I prosecuted those cases in the U.S. Attorney's Office where you had felons in possession, drug users in possession, other violations of law. If you're possessing a weapon, brandishing a weapon, that's something that will put you behind bars for a long time. There were numerous ways to go after Hunter Biden. They cut a sweetheart deal. But all of that aside, the biggest problem is you've got the United States Attorney from Delaware, who we now believe was saying, hey, guys, I need to have a special counsel appointment. Why? Because he didn't think he had the ability to go pursue charges. Now you've got the Attorney General saying, oh, yeah, no, we didn't block that or stand in the way of that. And I think there's some real questions here about whether or not the higher-ups were blocking the ability for them to be able to go out down that road and pursue the illegal activity that was being investigated.
Now, you're down at the border, and the last question I have for you, there is a tie-in with communist China. As you know, they are pumping fentanyl into this country. They're getting rich. They're killing over 100,000 Americans every single year with this poison. And the Democrat Party is ushering in all of that poison so that Americans can inject it into their veins. So there's one tie-in to where you're at. But then the other impeachment revelations from the FD-1023s and the whistleblowers shows that Hunter Biden on the WhatsApp was pressuring an agent of communist China. And I love how the press, Congressman Chip Roy, refers to him as a businessman. And you and I both know in a communist country, there are no such thing as businessmen. Everybody's a member of the Communist Party because the commies run everything. So you've got Joe Biden allegedly in the room while this deal is going down to make sure that whatever this deal was gets fulfilled by the Communist Party of China. Was this revelation on WhatsApp, was it everything that a lot of us believe that it is? Or do we need more proof in that regard before we can act on that in the realm of impeachment?
Well, let me speak politically. Obviously, it's highly concerning that there's this allegation that is a representation of the communication. I got enough of my lawyer hat as a former prosecutor on to make sure it's authenticated and that it's real, that screenshot, reflects exactly what was going on. But it would not surprise any of us, based on everything we know about Hunter and about how they were enriching themselves, every indication that we're now getting, what we're seeing from Jamie Comer and the Oversight Committee, the Biden crime family, and how much money has been flowing into the Biden family through Hunter's quote-unquote business dealings. They're not like real business dealings, right? They're leverage. Mm-hmm. So I'll wait to see how the evidence is authenticated, but clearly that screenshot is highly troubling if it's accurate. But the biggest thing here is we know what's going on, right? We know that Hunter Biden was leveraging his dad to enrich himself and perhaps other members of his family, as this evidence continues to be brought in, that there was enormous levels of corruption involved with that, that there were enormous levels of questions being brought about, whether he's vice president or now president, who knows, about what his role is with respect to, for example, the engagements in Ukraine, right? I mean, there's endless numbers of questions that are being brought up here and their engagement with the Chinese Communist Party. We've got, China is at war with us. It might be a Cold War. It might elevate into something more. Who knows? But they are after us, and we need to have leadership in Washington that's willing to call them out and fight what they're doing to us rather than trying to enrich themselves in the process.
Well, amen to that. And maybe Congress can get their hands on those reputed tapes that Chuck Grassley has been talking about. And by the way, those other FD-1023s that whistleblowers say are out there alleging more pay-for-play criminal activity by Joe Biden selling out influence and this country to foreign countries. Congressman Chip Roy, everybody, the 21st Congressional District, he's down there at the border today. We'll keep an eye out in the news for you, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. You take care.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I'll get out of the phone.
We're all dead, at least according to climate activist Greta Thunberg. That's right. We just passed our expiration point as a species.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
On June 21st, 2018, Greta Thunberg tweeted this. A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. Well, guess what? June 21st, 2023, 5 years, came and went this week. How did Greta handle this end of a tipping point? In two ways. She deleted the tweet, and she chose that day to get arrested in Europe for protesting a fossil fuel project.
How dare you!
So, we've already died, the Earth is already too late to save. Enjoy that burger and that gas-guzzling car. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Natural disasters may seriously threaten civilization in future, yet the mainstream media peddles a pseudo-scientific man-made climate crisis. A major cosmic event would provide a real challenge for civilization. An asteroid strike may induce an ice age and major crop failures, and a solar coronal mass ejection that knocks out much of the world's electrical and communications systems would make today's problems look trivial. A solar coronal mass ejection hit Earth's magnetosphere in September 1859 and induced the largest geomagnetic storm on record. People in northeastern United States could read a newspaper by the light of the Aurora Borealis. Telegraph systems failed, and some telegraph operators received electric shocks. If such a solar storm happened today, power grids, GPS systems, telephones, and the internet could be disabled for an extended period.
This is the sound of a generation rising above. The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow. You can learn more at soundsofhistory.org.
The human mind is like a computer, no matter how efficient it may be. Its reliability is only as great as the information fed into it.
That's a campaign promise!
Tell us the truth. Tell us the truth.
We mandate that the truth be told.
You're hearing it.
TNT. You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Trying to get back into the swing of things, coming back from vacation. And we have another guest coming up here top of the hour, just so you can get your calls in. Let me go to Steve. Steve, glad you made it. First call back. What's going on, dude?
Welcome back, Brother Chris.
Angie, and it's good to be back. Thanks very much. What's going on?
There you go. Well, I may run a little long, but radio is meant for word pictures, and you've just done a good job of highlighting what's going on in the world. So while the world figuratively burns around us, mm-hmm. for the last month, the left have been focused on the annual Deviance and Pride Bazaar featuring nearly naked lesbians and drag clowns coming for the children, and naked men on bicycles performing for kids.
Well, there was one guy, there's what we just put this up on Twitter. There's one guy who is in his skivvies, and he's just in some old fat guy who is out there twerking in his underwear for children.
And then
there's this, and you took me right where I wanted to go on, so let me just allow me to get this in here. This is from New York, the LGBTQ ABCDEFG cultural Marxists. This is not to be confused with those who are just, you know, gay or what have you, Steve, but these are the individuals who the left wing says are kind and loving, and they would never do anything to harm your children. However, here they are admitting what their agenda is. See if you can pick this up on the audio. We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children, they chant.
There it is.
Now look, this is in no way representative, I believe, of the gay community / lesbian community, whatever. Wait a minute. What I'm going to say is because you got these organizations called Gays Against Groomers who just because you're a gay person doesn't mean you're a pedophile. But if you're a pedophile, you're likely a left winger. So just listen again. No Democrat has come out and condemned that language. Not one Democrat has condemned that. We're here, we're queer, we're here for your children. That is, I don't care what persuasion you are. Children, sexuality in children should be off limits for any discussion.
Well, let me explain for you in a word picture about these drag freaks, these drag clowns. This word I saw online, it's a neologism. It's called transodium, right? When you step out of reality into the freakish realm of the lunatic clown world, things get strange fast. We know what they think we see, but what we actually see are smoldering rage beasts with breast-crushing ace bandages, cropped hair, butts broad as they wedged into man jeans, like a bloated whale shoehorned into a sardine. Or we see a shoe-billed stork in lipstick with a Vesuvian Adam's apple.
Well,
some deranged scarecrow
look
in clown face. It's a...
Well, Steve, hold on. Before, I want you to see, look, all of that is exhibition, right? All of that is exhibition. All of that is, okay, you're right, freakish. But here's where the rubber meets the road, in my opinion. And where, and again, my ire is not directed at gays or lesbians or people who identify as or have a legitimate gender dysphoria, which is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1%. Here's where the rubber meets the road for me. From the Daily Wire, a former New Hampshire state representative. Yes, an elected Democrat. The nation's first so-called transgender-identifying state lawmaker was arrested by police this week and charged for allegedly distributing child pornography. Stacey Lawton, or born Barry Charles Lawton Jr. That's Steve, when you harm children, that's where the rubber meets the road for me, whether you be in GovEd or whether you be in the state house. And that's where it gets real for me, right? All the theatrics aside, isn't that what you and I are actually fighting? The criminality of the Democrat Party, of the left-wing thinkers in this country? Isn't that what you and I are fighting?
Recoil from this in the same way anyone would recoil from rotten flesh.
Well, yeah. Well, what? Okay, what, one more. Canadian province, Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan is banning Planned Parenthood. You know what Planned Parenthood did? Planned Parenthood distributed material, sex from A to Z cards for gay, bi, and queer young people were made available for ninth graders. And now Planned Parenthood did that, and some of the material here, folks, I can't even say on the radio. I can't say what they were distributing to ninth graders in Canada. I can't say it and be in compliance with the FCC. That's Democrat. That's left-wing thought. That's who these people are. Mike, I've only got about a minute, but it's all yours. Go ahead, sir. Welcome to the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
Hey, Chris. Enjoy your show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this. The impeachment of Joe Biden on the protection of the border won't hold water. It won't get through this. Even if it was to pass the House, it won't get through the Senate ever because you can't get 67 votes. The idea of the WhatsApp claim is a different story. That one, if it's borne out to be true, will hold political water. And it could potentially shock Democrats into the Senate to vote to impeach him.
No, that there is not. Look, with all that, they know this guy, Mike. They know who Joe Biden is. They've known, and they had no reservation imposing him on this country. And Mitch McConnell has already come out. The idea that Joe Biden sold out this country for cash, Mitch McConnell has already come out, and we know that John Cornyn will follow whatever Mitch McConnell does. He's already come out and said, no, I don't want to hold Democrats accountable. He doesn't even want anything to do with impeachment. Something altogether different up next, folks. Don't go anywhere. I'm the voice of Texas and TNT Radio.